This is Lydia Johnson, joined by the newly elected 2023-2024 National FFA President, Amara Jackson. And Amara, they just called your name on stage. What did that feel like?
Oh my goodness. It feels so surreal. And I just feel so blessed to have my name called and to be given this opportunity. My faith is really important to me, so I just was really praying during that moment to hear my name. And if not, that was okay. But God placed me here, and I'm just really excited for this next year.
The interview rounds for this are extensive. What was something that you kept in mind that you wanted the interviewers, the nominating committee, to remember about you throughout the process?
I wanted the nominating committee to just see my real, authentic self and that they could trust me. And I wanted them to know that I was developing relationships with them, not just passing through in a process. And so it was my hope during that time that they saw my value on relationship building and saw how much that was a priority to me, because during the year as a national officer, that's what I hope to do, is to build relationships with students and my teammates and stakeholders. And so during that process, just remaining true to myself and trying to showcase some of those passions of mine was a big priority for me.
And Amara, during the next year, what are you most looking forward to?
I am so excited to meet students where they're at and just build those relationships. Like I talked about a moment ago with NomCom, I really wanted them to know that. And so during this year, I want students to feel seen and heard and like they're capable to do whatever they're meant to do. And so by creating those one-on-one connections, that's my hope. And I'm excited to pour into them like others have poured into me.
Tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up and what has your FFA experience been like?
Yeah, so I grew up in a small town called Corunna, Michigan. And back home in Michigan, I grew up raising and showing horses with my sister and my mom. And then my extended family is cash crops and a little bit of beef cattle. So I grew up around agriculture, and my family was deeply rooted in agriculture. So that was natural for me. But I joined FFA in the ninth grade, and I actually wasn't real excited about it. I was that student that was involved in everything else. I danced competitively. I was on the swim team. I rode horses. I was on the student council. And, you know, the list went on. And so I told myself I didn't have room for FFA, but my loving sister, thank goodness for her, she pulled me to my first FFA meeting, and then my two FFA advisors, Mr. Keisling and Mrs. Stiles, they saw me, and they wanted me to grow into someone I was proud of, and so they drug me along to that first state convention, and I just fell in love with the people and how real everybody was and how much they cared about me. And in that moment, I knew I wanted to get my hands dirty and just go into FFA. And so throughout my FFA career, I had the opportunity, public speaking was my favorite event. So I did a little bit of public speaking, did a little bit of parliamentary procedure and Florida culture contest, meet judging, all those good things. And then I served as the state president of Michigan in 2021 and 2022. And I took a gap year where I transferred to Oklahoma State and then had the desire to rerun last winter for national office. And so here I am today.
You're just beaming talking about your FFA experience. When did becoming a national officer for the first time cross your mind?
So during national convention, when I was a state officer, I was roomed with a good teammate of mine, Kaya, our state secretary at the time. And I had said to her on the last night, I'm like, Kaya, I really think I want to run for national office. And Kaya is one of those fierce people who just believes in you so much. And she said, Amara, if that desire's in your heart, go do something about it. And so I took her words and ran with it. I really believe in Kaya, and I don't think she'd lead me astray. And so I did, and here I am. And that was that first moment that I thought, man, maybe I could do this. And I'm just so thankful Kaya saw that potential in me.
What does it feel like being able to represent your hometown and the state of Michigan as a whole at this national scale?
Oh my goodness, I'm just overjoyed. I just truly feel blessed and proud to represent Michigan and proud to put the Corunna FFA chapter on the map. And those people back home work so hard. And so I'm just really excited to represent them this next year and to take a little bit of Michigan with me wherever I go.
Where are you at in your educational career, and what's maybe that dream job, dream career?
So right now I'm a junior at Oklahoma State University. I have a dual major with agricultural communications and agribusiness. When I graduate, I'm looking at law school right now to potentially look at a career with estate planning and farm succession. I have a big interest in that direction and making sure our farmers are supported as we think about how much agriculture evolves. We need people in the industry who represent and understand the future of our farms. So that's my dream career, would be to represent our agriculturalists in that way.
Is there anyone that you'd like to thank that's helped you get here?
Oh my goodness. I would not be here without my mom, Amy. She's the strongest woman I know, and without her, I would not be the woman I am. And my two siblings, Nick and Avi, and then my FFA advisors, Mr. Keisling and Mrs. Stiles, and then I have two mentors who have just poured into me so much. Beth and Vicky, they saw me when I was a junior trying to learn how to public speak, and they just poured into me so much. And I'm just thankful for all of those people back home and the other ones that I didn't mention, because there are tons of people who have just really helped shape the woman that I'm becoming.
All the FFA members across the country that will be watching you, eyes on you throughout your next year of service, what's the advice that you have for them as they go about their FFA experiences and work to make an impact in their local communities?
My advice to an FFA member, whether you're involved or you're on the edge, is to just trust the process and get your hands dirty. Get in the blue corduroy jacket and get involved. It's truly my best advice, because as I think about my journey, I made the best friends, the best memories. I had some of the biggest wins and losses when I was in, like, boots on the ground trying my hardest. And so as you're going about that, just trust the process and believe in yourself and find a community that believes in you as well.
Congratulations, Amara, and best of luck in your next year of service.
Thank you so much.
For National FFA, I'm Lydia Johnson.